Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, how are you today?
Oh, doing good, Tom. How are you this morning?
Magnificent. Just had a great time. We're talking. Went out for a walk this morning. I was hit on by a woman for money. She was about 30, very attractive, looked like she was healthier than hell, but apparently she's homeless and needs cash really bad. And I said, no pica de panny. And she had no idea what I said, because it doesn't mean anything. But it sounds like I speak a different language, yeah. Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. No habla inglés.
No habla inglés. But I went, no pica de panny. And then I had to threaten a guy, too, because he started yelling at me. I said, oh, look at me. Do I look like a guy you should be yelling at? Not that I'm some tough guy. That's not what I mean. What I mean is, you can tell by the look in my eyes, I'm not going to put up with you yelling at me. It's not going to happen. So that it's been a good start to the day today. Been hit on for money. A guy started yelling at me, and he's an imbecile. He actually ended up apologizing, so that was nice. But I will start off this morning with something I saw this morning at about, I don't know, I guess it was about an hour and a half ago, something like that. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it through this whole Biden-Trump battle for the presidency of the United States. As far as their approach is concerned, I think both of them have the most filthy campaigns I have ever seen in my entire life, and I don't know if I can tolerate them. I mean, actually, they're predicting each other's deaths. Have you seen this commercial yet?
No.
No.
Oh, my God.
Are we looking in a crystal ball here or what?
Yeah, apparently, Make America Great Again? That's the name of Trump's outfit?
Yep.
Something like that? Which year will he die? Will it be 25, 26, 27, or 28? I'm like, Jesus, he's a human being. And that's the problem I have with our politicians now. 99, not all of them, because I know a couple of really good. Ryan Winkler's a great guy. He's not in politics anymore. Pat Garofalo is another great guy. He's leaving. He's got one more term left, and he's getting out of the business. That business is so filthy and hate-filled now. I don't know how anyone can do it. You got Biden running his mouth about this MAGA Republicans, a MAGA Republican. You're calling people who are not even guilty of anything MAGA people. Just because they're going to vote against you doesn't mean they're MAGA people. So, you know, he's a prick. And then Trump, of course, has to out-prick him by hoping the guy dies. It's like, Jesus, Palomino. I saw that this morning, and it almost made me throw up. This is the example you're giving to our children and our young people in America today, is to hope somebody dies so you can be the president? Really? Is that how you want to live your life, huh?
Yeah, and especially when, like, you're, like, 3 years younger than he is. So it's not like you're a spring chicken.
I know. Like, yeah, I know.
What are you talking about, Trump?
Like, it's one thing if it's, like, you know, an 18-year-old to, like, a 15-year-old. Like, there's a noticeable difference there.
Yeah.
No, yep. No offense to either of them. But they both, to me, in my mind, look about the same. They act, you know, they're older. And then maybe that's just because I'm much, much younger than them. But I don't see one of them as like
no.
You said, Devin. No one's a spry chicken there.
Yeah, can definitely tell Biden, I think, is losing it a lot more than Trump is. But, yeah, the Trump is still an older candidate as well.
I mean, let me ask you guys a question.
Yeah, fire away.
Is there any way that those two are not connected directly to organized crime? Because they both sure act like it. I will tell you that. I was around a lot of guys. The mob in Minnesota was a Jewish mob. The gangsters in Minnesota were Jewish gangsters, so I was around them a lot in my neighborhood. They all lived in my neighborhood when I was a little boy. Those guys act like a couple of mobsters. That's what they do. I'm not kidding you. So I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I cannot tolerate somebody hoping the other guy dies. I also cannot tolerate somebody who does nothing but lie constantly. Well, they all do that, mm-hmm. so I don't know what to tell you. I got nobody. I got nobody to vote for it. It's unbelievable.
No, and especially when it's not hard to find the shortcomings in either one to use as your political campaign. Like, you just were that lazy where you're like, he's old. He's going to die soon. That's really the amount of effort you put into your commercial.
What's the thing? That, like... Does that show how uncreative both sides are? Like,
I guess.
That's what we've resulted
to? Be
that
vicious? Yeah. Like, I mean, if you have to be that vicious, you're just not very creative.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, you can look, all of the, you know, Hunter Biden's emails and this, that, and the other thing, or whoever, for whatever side, and yeah, you just go with death.
He's old. Yeah. Huh?
But again, it's not even, it's the how mean these sons of bitches are.
Oh, yeah.
They're incredibly mean people. And I know it's the people behind them that are driving it. They're pushing them to do this. I don't know what I'm going to do. I do know Trump. I don't know Biden. I've never met him. But I don't hate anybody. You know, I don't know them. It's not like Trump and I are best friends. I had lunch with him one time. I just cannot tolerate watching a commercial that basically is hoping their opponent dies.
Yeah. No matter who it is, you don't want to see it.
And this whole Hunter Biden scam, Jesus, is anybody in D.C. not filthy?
I don't know about you guys, but I haven't heard about this in a long time. Has there just been like a stoppage? Like, they just came to a dead end, or are we waiting on like a new procedure?
Oh, you don't watch the national news, do you?
No, rarely.
It's every night it's on the national news.
Is it? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Every night.
All right. Well,
and by the way, I do not blame you for not watching national news, because I can't watch it anymore either.
Yeah, it's like a bad TV show where you can tune in once every. Yep. Every month, and you're like, okay, I got the main plot points. Now they're just going to repeat the same thing for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah. And when Minneapolis was all over the national news, like during the pandemic and the George Floyd riots and all that, it was fun because it was like, oh, we're on the news. And it was interesting because it's like, this is my life every day. And then kind of once that faded, it went into the Ukrainian war. And it was like, oh, this is, you know, an interesting thing that's going on over there. Not interesting, but a tragic thing that's going on over there. Let's watch it. And it's at least interesting to follow.
Yeah.
But then you realize, like, oh, it's just the same political, like, rhetoric over and over and over again, and it makes your head spin.
And I know we got to get moving, but here, I've made this argument before. This is how I live my life. Joe Biden has children and grandchildren. Donald Trump has children and grandchildren. Why would I want to hurt them by hurting you? I mean, if you got it coming, I can beat you fair and square. That's different.
Mm-hmm.
But I could not disparage somebody and hope they would die, because how are their children and grandchildren feeling about that?
Oh,
watching that on national television.
As like a little kid watching another adult say, your grandpa's going to be dying soon.
Exactly. I could not do that to a little kid.
Ugh.
That's the one thing I don't understand is when people destroy other people, you're destroying their husband, their wife, their children. You're destroying the whole family. Why would you ever do that just so you can win? Why don't you get more talent? Why don't you go get off your ass and get to work and become better at what you do instead of being so hateful and harmful? I just don't get it, you know? That's why I never ran for office. God, can you imagine me running for office? I'm coming over there.
I'd pay to see that.
I should. Maybe I'll just – this is my last day on the show. I'm going to run. Is there anything open in Minnesota to run for?
I think you just show up and say, I want to be something, and they find a spot for you.
We'll find even if it's got to be the smallest, like, city council secretary position or whatever, we'll find you something
to run
for.
That's it? Yep.
I don't know. We'll find you something.
How about governor? That guy's terrible. What's his name? Willy Wonka? What's his name?
Tim Walz.
Close.
He did open that candy shop. Yeah.
Good try.
I mean, I just love that guy. He just, God, what a fraud that man is. And look, I'm not picking sides here, Democrat, Republican. Right now, I can't stand either one of them. Right?
Right.
All right, let's move on before I have a stroke. Jesus. First thing I see this morning, the very first thing I see this morning when I turn on TV is how hateful our politicians are. Thanks for starting my day off on a really positive note. Thank you so much for that. We'll take a break. Be right back in a couple of minutes. Shortly. What do you think about that? Shortly. Some guy named Judd, something that's like Jay-Z or what is it?
Yeah, he's got some good albums.
I'm gonna start calling
him. Really does. I think he's magnificent. If you enjoyed Minnesota's non-winter this year, you want to enjoy the warmth whenever you want. Two Minnesotans can help you live that dream. I said two Minnesotans. Matt Carlson from Realty One Group Destination Key West grew up in Litchfield, Minnesota. Started out helping his friends find homes locally and in Florida, and now can help you. If you've considered living in the warmth of Florida, now is the time to reach out to your new friend in Realty, and that would, of course, be Matt Carlson. It's a buyer's market now, you know that. And your Minnesotan friend Matt can help you with a new home in Minnesota or in the Florida Keys. He can help you anywhere. Same with Kristen. And if you need some guidance with financing, Kristen Eklund from Coast to Coast Mortgage can help. Kristen is Matt's preferred lender, can finance anywhere in Florida, and like Matt, is one of us, as she hails from the Sartell-Alexandria area. So if you're looking at a new home in Minnesota or maybe that second home or retirement place in Florida, trust your new local friends and contact Matt and Kristen. Visit OneKeyWest.com, that is OneKeyWest.com, or call Matt 612-791-2345, 612-791-2345, and work with local professionals that I'm telling you, you can trust.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw and Bryant.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. It is great, yeah. It is true. To thank you, they're having an overstock clearance, a new product sale right now for the best prices ever when you use promo code TOM, and you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. Six-pack towel sets are only $29.98, and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses and mattress toppers, 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb, dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Use promo code TOM and you get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code TOM.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
You damn right you are. There's no question about it. I just wanted you to know, ladies and gentlemen, Judd Zolgad is with us today, and I got a call from both Biden and Trump counting down the days until he dies. But other than that, have you seen that spot yet, Judd?
I have not. That sounds very...
the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in politics in my life. When will he die? When will Biden die? 25? 26? 27? Maybe 20. They're calling for his death in a commercial.
So this is from the
Trumper.
The Trumper. But what about Trump's death? They're both older.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about. You got one guy talking about the other guy dying, and then this guy comes back and goes, well, you're going to die before I'm going to die. It's not, I'm going to be president. No, I'm going to be president. It's, you're going to die. No, I'm going to die first. It's like, what the hell happened to this world?
That should be the premise of all debates for them.
When you're going to die.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get that. I'll call them today.
Who's going to die first?
Who will die first?
Oh, and then it could be a reality show? Oh, my God. Imagine the money to be made off this idea. Yeah.
It's a presidential race to the death.
I mean, yeah, that's a good one.
Trampled in the sand. Yes, that would be a good one. What's happening in your world, Buster?
Oh, boy. It's busy. By the way, I come with good news for you. You, okay? Twins 7, Red Sox 1 yesterday.
I saw that. I didn't watch the game, but it was on live television, too.
Couple of home runs. Couple of home runs for you. 7-1. So Your Twins for at least a day in spring training looked really good.
I'm glad to hear that. It's 7-1. Well, they played Boston now, what, four times, I think?
Right, because Boston's right down the road. I think they're 5 miles apart in Fort Myers.
No question about it.
They are very, very close. But yes, your Twins did not disappoint you yesterday. That's good news. And they also started the majority of like what's going to be their lineup, too.
Yes.
We're getting closer and closer to seeing, seeing at least for a portion of time, a lineup that looks like it's going to look, I think it's March 28th in Kansas City.
You know, I've never told you, I don't think. I've told the story on the queue, but I don't think ever here.
Mm-hmm.
Of Catherine's very first spring training game at Roger Dean Stadium in West Palm Beach, Florida?
No.
This was about 4 or 5 years ago, somewhere in there. I said, hey, I've never been to a spring training baseball game. Let's go. I said, okay. So I get some tickets in the front row right next to the on-deck circle for the visiting team. Okay, that's where we're sitting.
Okay.
And I can't even remember who the hell's whose stadium that is. It's over in the east side of Florida. Who plays at Roger Dean Stadium? I don't even remember. It's their spring training. That doesn't matter, really, who it does, right?
Okay.
So the on-deck circle is about 10 feet from our seats, okay? And Catherine is having maybe she's had a cocktail, is all I'm saying.
Hey, it's a baseball game.
And so she goes, hey, Tom, let me ask you a question. Now, the place is packed, so 1,000 people per square inch can hear what she's saying. She goes, so, Tom, this guy that's in the on-deck circle, Pajolas, is it Pajolas? I said, no, it's pronounced Pujols. She goes, what? I said, his name is Pujols. She goes, Pujol? What kind of name is Pujol?
Oh, no.
And you see Pujols' shoulders go. His shoulders keep rising up and rising up. I'm like, oh, my God. What the hell kind of name is Pujol?
Oh, that's
honey,
great.
Let's not, you know, when he takes that swing up at the plate and accidentally loses control of the bat and it comes screaming at us, that's on you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And in those spring training ballparks, that ball gets on you quick.
It does.
Or equipment gets on you quick. That's not like those aren't big league stadiums.
No, they are not. There's no question. They're a lot of fun. I mean, it is a lot of fun over there.
Great.
Is Midway Stadium even there still?
No.
I used to love Midway Stadium.
No,
love
both of them are gone. Because they started off with the one on the other side that is where the Vikings used to actually practice back in the day.
Yep.
And then they built the one eventually that the Saints played in. I think they played a bunch of the high school tournaments there and stuff.
Yeah.
And stuff. And no, the last event there was that Replacements concert way back when in like 2000. They did a reunion tour in like 2014 or something. 15.
I loved it. It was basically on the city limits right there between St. Paul and Minneapolis, wasn't it? I mean, kind of.
Yep, it was.
Might have been a few blocks off, but.
Nice parking lot.
Loved
Saints.
It.
You know, that was the genius of the Saints was not just the baseball and stuff. It was the fact that they offered a parking lot.
Yeah, they had a parking lot. And there's just no money in that kind of baseball anymore.
They actually the Independent League team moved to CHS Field in St. Paul, and then they and then became a AAA affiliate of the Twins, in part because that stadium they built was gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Beautiful place. Good food, too.
Yeah.
Really
it's a great ballpark. I actually went to a game there when the Saints were still there, the Independent League team, and I said, the problem with this is this stadium's too nice to substantiate the baseball being played. They're going to need a better team now. Because to your point, Tom, you're right. Midway was just sort of an erector set.
Yeah, yes.
It was nothing special, but once the Saints moved there, I think they said we got to probably get a better product in the stadium.
Boy, I tell you, and I'll say this again, and I really don't understand. And I know when you got Minneapolis, you got St. Paul. There's going to be some competition because the Twin Cities they border one another, and there's going to be a little battle and all the rest of it. I will just say again, you don't know how lucky we are to have Minneapolis and St. Paul, two beautiful cities right next to one another, and they're nothing alike. That's a real gift, man. I love it. I love both cities. I really do.
great point. Yeah, St. Paul, I love it because it's you're right. It has a lot of things that Minneapolis does not have. Mm-hmm. It's got neighborhood bars, which I love. And yeah, that's a really good point. It's they are very, very different. Is the competition still as strong as it used to be? I know when I was
probably
a kid,
not. There
was a lot more hate between the two. It feels like that's sort of dissipated now.
You're right. No, it just the whole thing, the great memories of going to different parts, you know, like, you know, AJ talks all the time about even as an 11-year-old going to the pain reliever over there in St. Paul, you know, and checking out the nude women. And you know, remember you brought that up to me?
Yeah, absolutely.
The pain reliever.
Sorry to interrupt, but we have some breaking Minnesota sports news that I kind of want to get Judd's take on
God.
Here. It's unfortunate. Just in from Shams, Timberwolves all-star Karl Anthony Towns has been diagnosed with a torn meniscus in his left knee and is out indefinitely. Judd, does that mean the Wolves season is officially over?
Ooh, that's not good news. I've dealt with covering guys who tore their meniscus in football, and it can be pretty severe. Yeah, that's wow, that's a shocker. I don't know what this means. That Naz Reid is going to have to play really, really well, and they still might be in trouble though.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to be the actual radio disc jockey now. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, we're having fun talking about two great cities. What'd you bring up some cripple for? See, remember those days? You guys are too young to remember those days when people actually used to say shit like that on the radio all the time.
I don't think I was around for that.
No, you weren't.
Oh, there were some. There were some doozies. I mean, people used to get in trouble back then, which took a lot.
Oh God, yes. Oh yeah, no question. Yeah, that's so. Is that the season?
It's really bad news because he's a key part. Part of it depends. So we're now what? We're now about 6 weeks away from playoffs.
Yeah.
So this is sort of going to be a race to get a race on the timetable.
Is there anybody to go get? I mean, not of that level, obviously.
No. The trade deadline is long past in the NBA. I mean, they've got some guys. You know, Naz Reid is a nice player. Comes off the bench, but Carl plays a really unique role, and like the whole thing about trying to beat Denver is predicated on Carl being available to guard Jokic, and with that not possible now, yeah, this is a major setback. But you know what, guys? It's Minnesota sports and the Timberwolves.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
It's the perfect storm of you knew something was going to go wrong, and we just tried to assume it wouldn't. Buried our head in the sand.
All year, number one seed. Here we go. This is us. This is our year. Here it is. And this is just, of course, this is what happens. Like, it's unfortunately not a surprise that something just derails a Minnesota sports season.
Of course it's not. It's almost expected now.
Why all Minnesota sports? Honestly, God, thank God for the 87 and 91 Twins. Otherwise, we got nothing.
What jinxed it? What changed? Like, we've always had sort of bad luck, but you're right. Two world championships in what, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
What reversed itself? What did we do wrong after that? No championships.
Well, it's only been 33 years. It's not that long.
What witch did somebody like wrong?
Who
turned somebody's goat away at the front of the baseball park? Like what is happening here?
Like did Herbeck lift Gant off first base and they still won, but then the sports god said, well, that's it. You wrestling dummy Herbeck, tell him that. You wrestling dummy.
He's you lifted back the guy on. Up. A couple of weeks you can tell him personally.
As long as we're Zoom as we're like this. Cuz I ain't telling Herbeck. I actually Mackie and I had Kant on a couple of, or 4 years ago or so to talk about something and I brought up that move and you know was trying to chide Kant a little bit. And he was very serious about it.
Oh, yeah, so Kent's one of my favorite. I actually, honest to God, there were several Twins just hated my guts because I would light the team up. There was no bigger supporter or bigger fan than me, but that along with that comes criticism. And I walked in the Twins clubhouse once in 1988, I think it was, something like that. I walk in, and literally of the 40 people that were in the room, I had about five of them that were friends of mine, the Gary Gaetti's of the world, Tim Laudner, you know. Herbeck's not in the locker room. I don't know where he is. But I'm getting these stares like, get the hell out of here. What are you doing in here? Okay. All of a sudden I hear behind me, hey, Tommy, how you doing? It's Herbeck.
Of course it is.
He lights the fire even bigger by being a pain in the ass.
Of course he is. And I recall that. You used to, or you still do, but I mean, you used to get pissed off at the Twins.
Oh, God, yes.
And as I recall, when you were on with Rosen, you know, Mark didn't really want to criticize him.
No, he did not.
Mark avoided that part. And so you would, like, go all in on him. And you'd be all pissed off. And I always, and at that time, you were, like, the only guy on the airwaves talking that much Twins and criticizing him, sure.
Very true, yeah.
There was no one else doing it, so I'm sure they knew everything that you said.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, Roy Small, he's a friend of mine. I made a lot of friends on that team. But I could also name some enemies I made in that team that still wouldn't come near me if I gave them $100.
The Brunansky one surprises me. I'm really surprised,
Tom. He
did
not care for me at all.
I'm surprised about that one, because I would have thought because you were okay with Herbeck, that Brudansky would have been okay with you.
The two biggest haters of mine were Al Newman, because he was a horseshit baseball player, and I used to bring that up all the time. And not a great human being either. But, you know, is that too much criticism, do you think?
I mean, I'm sure he's going to send you a Christmas card in 2024.
No, he's not my kind of guy. I'm sure his friends love him and all the rest. I'm sure there are great things about him. He's just not my kind of guy. You know, that's just how it was. But the number one guy, boy, if I came near him, the hair would go up on his neck was Dan Gladden. Oh, my God. To this day, he won't even look at me.
That doesn't surprise me. Well, how can I put this as kindly as possible, rather feisty.
He's feisty. Yes, he's feisty.
Glad he likes to pick a fight. Now, if you back him down, he will back down, but he likes to pick a fight.
I used to run into him at the Convention Grill all the time. Almost every time I went in there back in the day, he'd be in there. And he never caused any trouble or anything. He would just glare at me like, oh, Christ.
Yep.
Why do you have to be in here with me?
Yep.
I'm lucky, though. The football players never got mad at me, so thank God for that, because they're much bigger, much stronger, and much tougher. Now all the baseball players are going to be pissed off at me because I just said that.
Well, I mean, yes, it's true, though. They're football players.
It is true. The quarterback didn't care much for me. Culpepper, he was not a big fan of mine either.
Oh, really?
Oh, God. Well, the guy wears a suit made out of dollar bills. What the hell?
Yeah, but he's a nice guy.
Was he really?
Oh, yeah. He was. I remember being a little kid going to Vikings football camps every year. And, I mean, there's 1,000 little kids running around. And the next year, I'm going through the line getting an autograph. He was like, Tevin, right? And I was like, yeah, me? Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, Dante Culpepper remembered me from last year. I thought I made the NFL. I was like, where do I sign up?
What Tevin's leaving out here is they were all wearing name tags.
You know what, AJ, that's not the point. He was genuine and made a connection with a little kid.
If you decide that that's why a guy is a good guy, Tevin, I think you've got – I'm not buying what you're selling.
I'm saying he is the
nicest
person.
I covered Dante. I'm going to tell you right now. He was fine, but, I mean, my God. You know, that's the thing about especially pro athletes. It's amazing because we're convinced that we, like, because of their personas publicly, know them. We never know them.
No.
We never know them.
No.
You know?
No, I mean, like I said, Herbeck and Gaetti and Roy Smalley and Tim Laudner, those are friends of mine, so I will tell you they're great guys, no question. But Tevin, you have to pay attention to one thing. How many other Tevins do you know?
Tevin Campbell. There was a running back for the Falcons. I feel like that was named Tevin. I met this little kid
you
once.
Feel
his name was
like
Tevin.
Name.
Yeah.
Is there a guy named Tevin on Survivor right now?
Yeah, see, there's like six of us. But
okay, Judd, you be the character, and then I will tell you your name. It's not your real name, but I'll be Dante Culpepper, and you'll be you. So you come up and ask me for an autograph?
Yeah. Hi, Dante. Can I have your autograph?
Sure, Sophocles. How you doing? How the hell does he not remember your name?
Of all the people, I still say, yes, that's impressive. To remember some random little kid from a football camp from the year before,
I'm gonna say that's at least a half a notch in the nice guy column for Dante.
Okay, that's fine. Half a notch is fine. Wouldn't take that from you.
I can't remember somebody's name I met yesterday.
Well, geez, the show's over. We talked a little bit, so we'll talk to you tomorrow. That was a great segment. I love that segment, Judd.
Which part of it?
All of it.
Okay, yeah, that was fantastic.
I thought it was fantastic.
Are you kidding me? And we have learned that Dante Culpepper has great recall.
Yes.
Yes, he does.
We've learned he has great recall.
Except for don't wear suits that look like you just went to the bank and they didn't have anywhere else to put the money. In general, professional athletes are not my kind of people. In general, they're just not.
Well, they lead up, yeah, they can lead a very interesting lifestyle. Yes. How about that? You're right. The Herbecks and Smalleys are just normal people.
Absolutely.
Well, I shouldn't say that.
Laudner is.
Kent's not normal. Kent's a good guy.
You mean he's mentally ill? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, Kent has some. Anyone who puts shaving cream on the phone of Bob Casey's and then calls him during a World Series game so that he'll pick it up and put the shaving cream on his own face and get all pissed off. Yeah, you're probably not normal completely, but it is hilariously funny.
You just gave me a great memory. The Skyway system's built. A lot of it's brand new. It's unbelievable. I think he was about three blocks away. Bob Casey. Bernard! I'm like, where the hell is he? Because he could see me through the... He was literally on the other side of the block in a different tunnel, but he could see me through the glass, and his voice hooked all the way around the U-shape.
Oh, my God.
I loved him.
What a character.
Great guy. Just a great guy.
What a character.
All right, Palomino, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow's Friday, right?
Oh, my God, it's Friday already?
Yeah, you'll talk to Mackie, and then you'll talk to me on Tuesday.
This job, just the time flies by.
It's incredible, and all the hard work that we do.
Shoulder to the wheel.
Yeah, exactly. All the labor.
A lot of labor.
There's a lot of labor. Oh, are you kidding? And that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
All right, we will talk to you Tuesday.
See y'all later. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Be right back, ladies and gentlemen. The lovely and talented Chris Eggert will join us right after this. Minnesota business owners pay too much in taxes. You know that. You don't have to take my word for it. The Tax Foundation just released its State Business Tax Climate Index, and Minnesota's near the bottom with the 45th worst tax climate in the United States. The 45th worst. When you expand or relocate your business to Sioux Falls, you'll be basking in the second best tax climate in the nation. That's just one reason why. No matter what size your business you own, you can increase your profits in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We've got the proof at SiouxFallsDevelopment.com. In Sioux Falls, our safe streets, award-winning schools, short commutes, vibrant growing downtown, and pro-business attitude are all attractive reasons to make your move. And we've got a motivated workforce that's ready to help your business grow. Escape the high taxes of Minnesota by planning your expansion or relocation to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. 2024 is the time to make your move to Sioux Falls. Check out SiouxFallsDevelopment.com.
Recently, Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC was contacted by a company that does on-site sales. Jim was confused.
Wait, they don't know anything about us. Our staff, our reputation, most importantly, our customers.
Hey, pal, no problem. We do them all over the country. You know, get the manager off the roof sale, inflatable gorilla sale, and our favorite, the 13-hour sale with a giant clock that goes to 13. Urgency, baby. We bring our crew because, well, your people are, let's just say, a little laid back.
And the pricing?
Nothing special, sport.
But Jim thought, we price competitively every day. Our prices are special. We definitely don't need these guys. But sale does convey some urgency. So he made a bold decision for his fine dealerships.
Announcing the Valley Buick GMC 365-day sale. And we can even extend it a couple years or so.
I got the air dancer guy, scratch-offs, plastic keys, bubble machine. Fire.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley or Hastings or valleycardealers.com. Hurry.
I love Jim Paul. We got to get Jim Paul on the show. He's a wonderful guy. Known him for about 35, 40 years, something like that. When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week. Yeah, I talk to him every day, not just every week. He understands the market. See, I don't know anything about money, what to do with it. Josh helps me a great deal with that. He understands the market, the economy. He knows how to plan for your retirement, and don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. He's a man with my plan. I know that. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You got nothing to lose. You'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That number again is 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the lovely and talented Chris Egger. Channel 5's Chris Egger, brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation, 952-925-5608. Chrissy.
What's up?
Just having a good time, ripping on everybody, attacking people.
I heard you guys. Tevin, I got to agree with you. I think if a dude remembers your name from year to year, that's pretty noteworthy.
Yes, thank you. It left an impression on 8-year-old Tevin. Yes.
Just wanted to weigh in on that, Tom.
I appreciate it. You heard the silence because nobody on the show agreed with me at all.
Tom's like, I don't care.
Honest to God. Christ Eggert. That's all I have to say. It's got nothing to do with your name either.
Pretty great news about Carl Anthony Towns there. It's true, huh?
Unbelievable. Such a Minnesota thing to happen. That's such a Minnesota sports thing to happen.
I know, and it's like what's so crappy about it is like everyone was just expecting, you know, like of course something had to go wrong. Just this morning, one of our producers, as we were going over the early morning news, he's like, oh, put down on your calendar, the finals are going to be June so-and-so. And he's like, Target Center, Boston and Minnesota. And I'm like, I just looked at it. I'm like, no, dude, just stop. Don't even go there. Here we are. Yeah.
Well, I feel like there couldn't be a worse person for that to happen to in terms of like how much he's gone through already.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's lost family members to COVID. He's a lot of family members.
Yeah.
Like there's other like diseases I think that his family has had to deal with, like heart stuff. He himself has gone through, I think, some injury stuff in the past as well. And then plus, like, he was, like, the first of this new Minnesota wave where he was burdening the really bad Minnesota teams and, like, expected to be the franchising-changing player. And now, like, things are finally coming together. Everything's looking good. We're at the top of the West. And torn meniscus.
Boom. That is so sad. Why does that always happen to Minnesota franchise, other than the 87 and 91 Twins? That stuff always happens to Minnesota sports teams. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. It sucks, though. And by the way, I would also add that I don't think it's been verified by the team. There's one reputable source who's reporting it right now. Right. AJ, you know more about the guy who's reporting it than he's an NBA writer, right?
Yeah, Shams, him and like Adrian Wojnarowski are like the Adam Schefters of the NBA world.
Yep.
He is like the NBA guy for The Athletic, which I find is pretty respectable.
Yeah. I would assume that if he's putting it out there, that it is pretty much a guarantee that that's the case.
All right, I got a couple of news stories I got to ask you about.
Let's go.
The first one is, why would you go get 217 COVID shots?
I saw that yesterday.
What the hell? It's like, what? 217 COVID shots.
I think observation now. I think a lot of, I think not the expressly stated opinion of my employer. I think the COVID thing helped to really expose some people's manias. People who just had,
yes, yep,
you know, and people who had a fear of germs already. People who, and I that sounds like a perfect case in point, like somebody who just probably had some mental health issues or something going on prior to this, and then all the panic or whatever from the COVID thing just pushed them over the edge.
At some point, doesn't the doctor go, hey, we see you've had 150 of these shots. We think you're good.
I feel like once you get to like 200, maybe even 150, yeah, you're just a walking Chernobyl at that point. Ugh. Like, you're just radioactive.
You know that my wife sits back and laughs about stuff like that because I believe she had one COVID shot and said, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
She did. She did it once. I did it, I think, twice and a couple of boosters.
I just saw some,
got it twice.
I just saw some people at the store yesterday who had the masks, the gloves. Like, it was just like it was just like it was, it had just been announced. And that, you know, I like I was saying, I just think people who already had something going on, it's probably never going to change for them. I think there's going to be people who are going to wear the masks the rest of their lives now.
Oh, no doubt about it. And gloves, too. Yeah. Look, I'm just glad this didn't happen when I was a teenager because I would have ended up either dead or in prison because I know this is hard to believe, but I was a very aggressive smartass when I was a teenager. But
wait,
I know it's hard to believe.
You were? No.
Really hard to believe. But if I saw somebody like that in the grocery store 5 years after everybody else gave up on COVID and moved on with their life, I'd walk up and I'd go, sir, I'd like to. Now, you have to remember, I'm like 14 years old here. Okay? So I walk up and I go, sir, I'm really glad you're wearing that mask. And he goes, yeah, I got to protect other people from COVID. I said, no, that's not what I meant. You look really homely.
Keep the mask on, you ugly MF.
You ugly MF. Yeah, I don't understand the 217 COVID shots. I don't understand any of it. I really do not. I still think that thing was invented. I think they killed all those people on purpose. I swear to God.
I know some. So I'm not going to. You know, you can go down the rabbit hole.
Right, right.
But there is so much about it that we don't know. And I hope at some point it's exposed whatever the hell it was and where it come from and, you know.
Well, it was invented. There's no question about that. It didn't come from nature. It was invented.
Yeah, well, because wasn't the original reasoning like bat soup or something?
Well,
like that
and then it was sort of, the theory was that it was born in a lab and somehow got. I mean, to your point, Tom, there's definitely something fishy about the whole situation. But.
The other question I have for you, ladies and gentlemen, for Chris Eggert now too is. I cannot take much more of our two presidential candidates because one guy, those MAGA Republicans, that's the worst human beings ever born. Now I see an ad this morning predicting that your buddy Biden is going to die in the next 4 years. It's in the MAGA commercial.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
it's going to be
hideous.
It's going to be a long, however many months it is, between now and November. I can tell you that right now.
But do you remember candidates, and maybe there has been and I just don't remember, two candidates being more vicious than these two?
No, I don't ever remember.
Oh, my God, is it hideous.
If it's that bad as a TV station, why don't you say, I understand you're going to pay to air this, but we're just not taking this. We're not accepting this advertisement.
Right.
It's a lot of money to turn down.
I know it's a lot of money,
lot
but
of
like,
money. I'm just gonna say that.
But there's got to be a moral standing somewhere, no?
I don't have anything to do with that, AJ. But
this is all your fault, Chris.
Yeah, Chris, fix
well,
it.
Well, I
fix it,
like Chris. I got to get going again. It was good talking
you
to you guys.
It was great talking to you too, sir. What a thrill to have Chris Eggert on. No question about it. Go take your mask off. Is that a mask you're wearing?
It is. It's a boring white guy mask. How's it look?
All right, pal. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
What a man, ladies and gentlemen. Channel 5's Chris Eggers, brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation, 952-925-5608. Yeah, I got to be honest with you guys. I cannot stand much more of this. I really can't. About you're horrible and I hope you die. Oh, yeah, well, you're the worst and all the people that believe in you are the worst, too. It's like, I don't want to hear it.
No.
Why don't you point out the good stuff about yourself and you do the same on the other side and then I'll pick who I want to vote for. What do you say?
Yes, that would be a breath of fresh air.
We'll take a break. Be right back in a couple of minutes. One of my favorite people in the world is coming up at 9 o'clock. That's all I got to say. That's all I'm saying. March means it's springtime, and that means spring cleaning, and your carpets and air ducts are the first item on my list. Your carpet and ducts are your biggest air filters in your home, and you could be breathing in nasty dust, dander, and bacteria. Zero-Res Platinum-rated cleaning systems and environmentally friendly ZR water to the rescue with these limited-time offers. Three rooms of carpet, clean starting at just $129, a $40 savings, $75 off air duct cleaning, and 25%. Excuse me, not just dollars, but 25% off all upholstery cleaning. Zero Res have 17,000 reviews with an average 4.9 star rating, so their Gotta Love It guarantee ensures your spring cleaning will leave your home looking and smelling how it should. Call 952-ZEROREZ or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com to schedule your spring cleaning offer today. And be sure to ask for the Tom Bernard special. Zero Res, spell it forward or backward, it spells the same. Schedule your appointment today and beat the spring cleaning rush.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
Have you enjoyed Minnesota's non-winter this year? Want to enjoy the warmth whenever you want? Two Minnesotans can help you live that dream. Matt Carlson from Realty One Group Destination Key West grew up in Litchfield, Minnesota. Started out helping his friends find homes locally and in Florida. And now he can help you. If you've considered living in the warmth of Florida, now is the time to reach out to your new friend in Realty, Matt Carlson. It's a buyer's market now, and your Minnesotan friend Matt can help you with a new home here or in the Florida Keys. And if you need some guidance with financing, Kristen Eklund from Coast to Coast Mortgage can help. Kristen is Matt's preferred lender, can finance anywhere in Florida, and like Matt is one of us, as she hails from the Sartell, Alexandria area. So, if you're looking at a new home in Minnesota, or maybe that second home or retirement place in Florida, trust your new local friends, contact Matt and Kristen. Visit onekeywest.com. That's onekeywest.com, or call Matt at 612-791-2345, 612-791-2345, and work with local professionals you can trust.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. A very special guest coming up in about 10 minutes. Looking forward to that. Quite a bit, as a matter of fact. I'm not telling you who it is yet either. Forget it. You're out of the mix. But yeah, I adore this woman. I used to get to sit in studio with her over at the Q, and she was just a very, very nice person. You guys ever met her?
No, but she's on, we'll just say, the Mount Rushmore of Minnesota.
Yeah, this is
famous,
like,
people.
Icon.
Yeah.
Icon.
Well, did you guys talk her into coming in?
No, but when I saw her name,
when
I saw her name on the list, I was like, you know what? You could be on the show all day if you'd like.
She's one of those women, you look at her and go, God damn. That's all I have to say. We'll tell you who it is in a couple of minutes. Very, very special guest coming up right at 9 o'clock, as a matter of fact. I saw this headline and I just had to read the story, and I have not seen the entire story, so I don't know who it is or what it is, but I need you guys to guess. I was like that when the producer of the show takes his headphones off while you're talking, you know. What a dope.
He's getting ready for the call.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Why don't you get a little more nervous here, you big baby?
No, just such a special guest that when I don't know if I can contain myself. I don't want Kevin's mic to pick up my calling, so.
Oh, you start doing that. No question about it. Oh, anyway, so I saw this headline, and I wanted to get to it because I have no idea. So you guys, I need you to guess. Just one would be enough. We don't have to go down a list of them and all the rest of that stuff. But spring clean, here are the cleanest and dirtiest states in America.
Ooh.
I have no – cleanest and dirtiest. I got to believe that places like South Dakota – or North Dakota would be the cleanest, don't you think?
For some reason, I have a weird feeling in my mind that like New Hampshire.
I was gonna say Vermont.
Vermont or like Maine. Well, those are all just sparkling clean in my mind.
Yep.
Well, you might be right about that.
Yeah, and dirtiest, I'm gonna go with New York. Like that feels like an obvious. You have to.
Oh, really? Yeah. You over near Jersey?
I guess, yeah, one of those two, like the east, the big city like that, where it's just trash everywhere.
Yeah, just trash in the street.
Yep.
You mean like every city in America now because of our wonderful policies? I was trying to think of what the cleanest states, yes, I would have to go with you. Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Idaho probably. There got to be a lot of really clean states, I would think. But the dirtiest, I can't really... I suppose the most populous state would be California, is it not? I think it is. But I don't know that it's a dirty state, is it?
No, and I feel like the Napa Valley areas of it kind of cancel out the, you know, Long Beach.
Okay, so you guys going with New Jersey, both of you?
I'll take that. I'll settle with that. That's fine.
Okay, we'll pick. I love New Jersey, by the way. I used to fly in and out of Newark all the time and go through the Holland Tunnel, which I thought was a big deal when I was like in my mid-20s. I'm in the Holland Tunnel. It's a tunnel. Relax. Okay, so here we go. An early spring cleaning study found Wyoming and Vermont might have the tallest tasks ahead of them. They're the filthiest.
Oh, what?
This can't be right. That's got to be – I got to read on. That's got to be wrong. The first day of spring is March 19th, and it looks like people in Wyoming and Vermont might have the deepest spring cleans ahead of them. A spring cleaning study looked at how much time people in all 50 states spend cleaning their home on an average date. So, which states stay on top of it throughout the year, and which ones just let the grime build around them? Grime? I don't know if I'd want grime building around me. What do you think?
No, that sounds sticky.
It sounds like an OxyClean commercial. Yeah. That tough indeed. Grime on your...
The grout.
Grime. It's-ish grime. In any case, the average, the national average is 34 minutes cleaning and other housework each day. People in Alaska rank first at 50 minutes. Rhode Island next at 47. Then Idaho, 42, Delaware, 41, Wyoming, and Vermont ranked last, just 25 minutes of housework each day. How would they even come to that figure? Does everybody pick up their phone and have to say, yes, I only clean 25 hours or 25 minutes a day?
Yeah, it sounds like somebody who's standing outside of a gas station and was like, hey, how many hours a day do you clean your house?
Right.
Like, I don't know, like 25 minutes maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't think that's what it was? They would just kind of guess.
Yeah, I don't think, because I couldn't tell you how long it takes me to clean my house every day.
I can agree. I agree with that. No question about it. Not all of it would be paid out equally, because they also found women are cleaning a lot more than men. So this is not about $7,188 a year on average. The good news is there are evening out. Things are evening out if slowly. 20 years ago, the average was 58 minutes a day for women, just 14 minutes a day for men. So now it's kind of evened out. But I would have to guess, just by going the two states they picked, I just don't see that any state's all that filthy if you're going with the two states you went with, because I've never, ever noticed that Wyoming was dirty at all. I loved it. Vermont, I've never been to Vermont.
So it sounds like they're going with the insides of people's houses that are dirty and not necessarily the outside.
I think would have to agree with you on that one, no question about it. We shall take a break right here. Be back. A very, very special guest up next.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi guys, it's Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Morning News, along with my friends Megan Newquist and Ken Barlow. In the morning, we pride ourselves on sharing people's stories. I've been lucky enough to be part of this 5 Eyewitness News morning team for more than a decade now. This is where I've raised my kids and working alongside my friends for all these years. We're like a family too.
We are family, Chris. Working with you and Ken and Hannah, it is such an honor to help folks start their day every morning on Channel 5. We get to catch people up on the news that's happening, and Hannah is here to keep an eye on the traffic around town.
And when it comes to weather, I know people rely on me to plan their day and get their family out the door. Over the last 10 years, there are so many memories and so many laughs. I just love sharing the forecast alongside you guys.
I feel the same way, Ken. To all you who start your day with us here on Channel 5, we think of you as family too. Thanks for turning on 5 Eyewitness News in the mornings.
When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. A little news, a little information. Let me know when our special guest is ready to go, if you would.
We're all set.
All set. Ladies and gentlemen, the last time I saw this person, we were sitting in Studio B over at the Q. She's come in once in a while. Great to have her on. Sheila E., how are you, young lady?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Marvelous. God, I used to love that when you used to come into KQRS and sit down on the morning show once in a while. A couple of times, anyway.
Thank you.
That was a thrill. It was very, very nice.
Thank you.
It's true. Sheila's new salsa song with Gloria Estefan, Bemba Colora, out on March 8th. So basically, we're right on top of it. It is tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Sheila E., the undisputed queen of percussion, announced a single release of Bemba Colora from her upcoming salsa album, Bayar. How do you say it? Bayar? Is that how you say it?
Bailar.
Bailar. So you say the L. Yeah. That's a hard L. Okay. So yeah. How have you been, young lady? Everything good?
Everything's great. I'm excited about new music. It's taken me almost 2 years to get this done, and my first ever salsa record, so I'm very excited about that. It's something I've always wanted to do, and doing this record took a lot because it's not easy to really play salsa, so challenging myself to do so. But salsa music was very influential in my life, and doing this new song that comes out tomorrow featuring Gloria Estefan and Mimi Sukar, it's a classic Celia Cruz song. Bemba Colora is something that I grew up listening to, and it's just pretty amazing that to be able to do this song and pay homage to Celia. She was someone who I was able to work with many times and perform with her, and she just meant a lot as just being a woman and what she had gone through to be the person that she was to, you know, just so strong, you know, and just being the queen and just amazing person she was. And so I paid homage to her, which this single is coming out tomorrow, and I did another song by Tito Puente because he was my godfather, and then Cheo Feliciano, a song that Ruben Blades sang. So I have a lot of great artists, Ruben Blades, my dad, Gloria Estefan, Debbie Nova, Victor Manuel, El Canario, Luis Enrique, a lot of great artists on this record and the musicians that have performed on this. So this is a dream come true, and I'm very, very excited about it.
I think it's a wonderful thing. Now, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Oakland, California. And the great thing about being in Oakland was all the different types of music that we grew up listening to, you know, influenced by, I could go, we took the bus when we were younger to go sit outside and watch, you know, Sly Stone rehearse and hang out with Tower Power. And then, of course, my dad was in Santana at the time, and you could see Santana and then Grateful Dead. And, I mean, everybody, there were so many bands, you know, the Pointer Sisters and, there's just a ton of bands at the time and even and single artists as well. But to be able to grow up and be influenced by all that music is what made me the person that I am. And growing up watching my dad play, he met Tito Puente when he was 18. So having all of these people as I was growing up really young and having them come to our house and my dad going to see salsa music was so influential. I mean, it was a big deal to have Tito Puente come to the San Francisco or to Oakland and all of these salsa, you know, these Latin artists that we looked up to. So, and then to be able to then call them family, and it's just been an amazing time, and I just thought this is perfect to release my first ever salsa record. Tomorrow, releasing the new single.
God, I tell you, Sheila E. with us, our very, very special guest, ladies and gentlemen. Bemba Colora out tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Just so many, I have a billion questions. One thing I do want to say to you, Sheila, is the fact that Catherine and I, back in the day, my wife and I had just had Andy, our son, who's now the producer of one of the producers of the show, and I work with him, very happy about that. But we used to go to San Francisco, Oakland, go out, of course, to wine country and all the rest of it. That was a yearly trip for us to travel to San Francisco and Oakland. I had a good friend that lived in Oakland, so we'd go see him all the time. But what a magnificent area that is. I love it there. I really do.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that. That's great. Yeah, it's a wonderful area. You know, San Francisco, Berkeley, Oakland, you know, and all the music, and the great thing in growing up at that time was there were so many places to be able to play. You know, there were clubs everywhere that you can just do a world tour, you know, a Bay Area tour with all of the clubs and the places where, you know, you could perform in the theaters and the community centers, and it was just full of music.
So your connection with Minneapolis-St. Paul is pretty much through Prince. Was it because you met Prince?
Yeah.
I thought that was the situation, but I just wanted to be clear about that. But I just, seriously, looking back, it's been a while, but I remember that day you walked into Studio B at KQRS, and I had such a wonderful time. That very, very first time I met you years and years ago, you are, look at your family history, look at your musical history, the people you've known, the people you've met. One thing just popped into my head because you mentioned them, of course, Oakland, California, San Francisco, played there a lot and all the rest of it back in the day. But I'm driving along in a convertible on Plymouth Avenue in North Minneapolis, where I grew up back in the day. I got the top down, and I'm listening to Tower of Power song, Rock Baby. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Okay, you remember Rock Baby? This is a wonderful thing that happened to me. So I'm a young white guy with the top down on Plymouth Avenue in North Minneapolis playing Rock Baby at the top of my top volume. And as the song is fading out, this very, very large black man standing on the corner looks at me and goes, "What you know about their rock?" I thought it was wonderful.
That's pretty good.
Well, you know, Tower of Power had to go through a few prisoners to get to their lead singer. They had three different lead singers, I believe, at different times.
Oh, yeah, they've had many. They're still, they're always kind of changing out, but they're still kicking butt right now. They are kicking butt. It's amazing. Yeah, they are.
Sheila, you're going to go on. You're going on a long tour, I'm assuming.
We're always out on tour, but definitely with this, our first performance is coming up with this new salsa record. It is April 3rd at the Fillmore in Miami Beach. April 3rd, Fillmore in Miami Beach, you can go to Live Nation and get your tickets. We're excited because a lot of the performers, musicians, artists that performed on this record, they're going to perform with me live. Gloria Estefan's going to be there. She's going to sing. My dad's going to be there. Debbie Nova, Mimi Sukar, Tony Sukar. There's so many artists that are going to be there, and a lot of the musicians that perform. It's kind of like the release of the release. So the album comes out April 5th, but we will perform April 3rd from top to bottom, the entire record, live. I can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. Sheila, I have to step out of the way for a second here because you have a young guy named Tevin, another young guy named AJ, and I'm hogging up all the time, and if I don't let them talk to you, they're never going to forgive me.
Okay. I guess, Sheila, it's nice to talk to you. Big fan, obviously. Everybody is. I think that goes without saying. But I just want to say, because obviously you've accomplished so much in your career. People know you from being with Prince. But you received last year a star on the Walk of Fame, correct, in July?
I did, in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I did, thank you.
Congratulations, and what was that feeling like to kind of have your career come to the point where you were deservedly so getting that star?
It was very emotional because when I first, from the Bay Area, I moved to Los Angeles like in 1980 or something, and I just said, I was already touring with George Duke at the time, and the apartment that I found was down the street, not far from where the star was. So it was just weird to, like, I turned around and looked. I was like, yeah, right down there is the first place that I moved coming to Los Angeles because I wanted to pursue my career here in Los Angeles. I never thought I would get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and that just hit me. It was very emotional to just think, man, so many years ago, 1980, and here I am, you know, receiving this star. It was just incredible.
It is a wonderful story. There's no question. I know you only got about a minute left with us because you're a very busy woman, but AJ, you got to get your word in, man. Yeah. Your last chance.
Yeah, Sheila, first off, same as Tevin, huge fan. When I was a kid, I actually picked up playing drums, and I played it all through, like, high school doing that, and I had, you know, it was Lars Ulrich with Metallica, and then Dave Grohl, and my mom and dad, massive fans of you, put me on to you, and it was just, like, your technique and just your performances were something that I was able to kind of watch and I think get a lot of inspiration from. Has it hit you at this stage in your career just how much of maybe a legacy that you have on the music industry, or is that something that you don't focus on too much?
No, I never focus on it until people bring it up and then, you know, say to me, well, you know, I've been, you know, listening to you my entire life, and when this song came out and the way that you play and you influenced me to play, or you know, my daughter or my granddaughter. And so now, you know, thinking as I get older, it's just like, wait a minute, I'm Auntie Sheila to everyone now. And I look at the younger people, I was like, and then I'm looking at the younger people going, wait a minute, I can be your grandmother. That doesn't even make sense. I'm not saying that. You can be Auntie Sheila, and that's it. We're just going to go as far as Auntie Sheila. So to me, everyone that I meet now that, of course, is younger, 10 years younger than me, I'm Auntie Sheila to everyone. And it's just been a blast to be able to be that person now in my life to so many, so many. It's incredible. And I don't take it for granted. I'm very humbled and grateful to be able to impart something good in someone's life, you know. And I appreciate your story.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for, you know, the impact they've had on me and then just like every other music lover, I feel like, so.
Thank you.
It is true. Now, Sheila, you got to come. I assume at some point you're coming to Minneapolis-St. Paul, are you not?
Looks like they...
I think Art gave us the hook.
I think Art gave us the hook there.
What?
I know.
I didn't get to do the closer.
That's my fault. I was gushing too much. I apologize.
No. It's not a problem. Because I was the only thing I was going to close is... she used to come in the studio all the time when I was at KQ, mm-hmm. and she's just a wonderfully nice person. That's not bullshit, by the way. She is that nice. She's a very nice person. But I wanted to get in this line to close it out, man. I want to get in this deal. Okay, Sheila, E, next time you're in town, you're coming into studio. You're going to mm-hmm. sit in the studio with us. Mm-hmm. But when you walk into studio, I want you to look at me, Sheila, and say, what you know about The Rock? See, that would have been a good closer, but yeah. Art messed it up. Art messed up my closer.
Oh, boy.
Because it didn't say there was an out, hard out or anything. Mm. I wish they'd put on there hard out, because then I would know.
And, yeah, usually it's not a, he gives us leeway on the 10 minutes, but.
Yeah, well, it was 10 minutes, 10
to 15,
wasn't it?
But it's tough. I'm sure her day is packed with requests to.
I don't care. It's got nothing to do. Her day's got nothing to do with me.
We don't care about those other shows. This is the only show.
I want Sheila E. to say to me, what you know about The Rock? You should have seen how big that guy was, too, by the way. So I'm sitting in a convertible at a stoplight on Plymouth and, like, I suppose it was Bryant, Plymouth and Bryant, mm-hmm. that okay. light there. Mm-hmm. And the song ends, fades out, and he looks at me and goes, what do you know about The Rock?
And now hearing that story, like, I don't want to speak for all black people. That is something that I say on a regular basis. Like, if AJ was listening to a song that I was like, AJ, what do you know about this song? Like that.
See how prejudiced they are, AJ? By they, I mean taller people.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. He's not even going to jump in, you sugar tip. He goes, hides behind his microphone.
He's good. You got to go to break.
There's something on the computer. I have to look at something on the computer here.
We got to go to break now, Tommy. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Kristen Burt will join us right after this. March means it's springtime, and that means spring cleaning, and your carpets and air ducts are the first item on my list. Your carpet and ducts are your biggest air filters in your home, and you could be breathing in nasty dust, dander, and bacteria. Zero Res's platinum-rated cleaning systems and environmentally friendly ZR water to the rescue with these limited-time offers. Three rooms of carpet cleaned starting at just $129 off $40 savings, $75 off air duct cleaning, and 20% off all upholstery cleaning. Zero Res has over 17,000 reviews with an average 4.9 star rating, so their Gotta Love It guarantee ensures your spring cleaning will leave your home looking and smelling how it should. Call 952-ZEROREZ or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com to schedule your spring cleaning offer today, and be sure to ask for the Tom Bernard Special. Zero Res. Spell it forward or backward, it spells the same. Schedule your appointment today and beat the spring cleaning rush.
Recently, Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC was contacted by a company that does on-site sales. Jim was confused.
Wait, they don't know anything about us. Our staff, our reputation, most importantly, our customers.
Hey, pal, no problem. We do them all over the country. You know, get the manager off the roof sale, inflatable gorilla sale, and our favorite, the 13-hour sale with a giant clock that goes to 13. Urgency, baby. We bring our crew because, well, your people are, let's just say, a little laid back.
And the pricing?
Nothing special, sport.
But Jim thought, we price competitively every day. Our prices are special. We definitely don't need these guys. But sale does convey some urgency, so he made a bold decision for his fine dealerships.
Announcing the Valley Buick GMC 365-day sale. And we can even extend it a couple years or so.
I got the Air Dancer guy, scratch-offs, plastic keys, bubble machine.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley or Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Hurry.
The new Tom Bernard Show is proud to have partners like Bradshaw & Bryant, MyPillow, and North American Banking Company founder, chairman, and president, Mike Bilski.
I've advertised on Tom's show for years, and the reason is simple. My business is recognized because of the ads, and that recognition has created growth. What business doesn't want to grow? I highly recommend the Tom Bernard Morning Show for your advertising.
Grow results for your business by partnering with the Tom Bernard Show. Visit TomBernardShow.com, keyword partner. You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
What are you smiling about, sister? Because I didn't get to deliver my line to Sheila E. Is that why you're laughing?
I was listening to that and I was like, what happened?
happened? Where'd she go?
There was no out time. If they'd have said she's got to be out at a time, she would have been up, but there was no out time. So I just assumed I could get that last line in and, you know, move on. But no, stabbed right in the back.
Oh, I've had that happen. Don't worry. It's happened to me before, too. And you think, like, I have one more question. And they're like, and you're like, okay, great, thanks.
I know.
And then you're just stuck with this weird, like, dangling, you know, interview at the end.
Indeed. It's all true. But I blame it on the world. That's all I'm saying.
Did you ask her about We Are the World? I didn't hear the very first part of it.
No, we did not. But I loved We Are the World.
Guys, like, she had that big part in the documentary. You need me here to write your questions out.
Is that what we need to do?
Starstruck.
You're just to be,
I mean, because it was such a big part. Like, does she? How does she feel now? Like 40 years later, or 45 mm-hmm. years later, I believe it is.
Being used or feeling used
for her Prince connection.
Yeah, that's true.
Does she have a different perspective on it, or is it one of those things like it is what it is, and I called it out.
Instead of being happy to talk to my buddy again, I should have been in a bad mood like you are. Is that what you're saying?
Am I in a bad mood?
Oh, terrible.
Disaster. There's no question about
You're a disaster.
That's the one thing about this business that I truly do love, is I love to interview people. I always love to interview people, especially people I've known for a while. It's not like Sheila and I are great friends or anything, but she's been in studio a few times. She is even sweeter in person than she is on the phone.
Well, you develop a rapport, too, when you've been in the industry a long time and you have the opportunity to interview people multiple times. And if you have, you know, a decent working relationship, it's kind of fun to catch up with them again.
It is indeed. There's no question. And look, these people meet thousands and thousands of people a month. So for them to remember anybody is pretty amazing.
Gary Marshall was always my favorite.
Yeah.
He would remember your name,
who you were.
And my favorite thing is I have a photo of him, like, kissing me on both cheeks that a friend of mine who was a publicist took. And he passed away just, you know, about a year later. So I always have that memory. But it was at the Writers Guild Awards. And he was like, Kristen, you know. And it was just, it was so kind and so welcoming because, you know, he's a legend in the TV business. And you're like, who am I to him? He's met a million entertainment reporters over the years. But he made you feel like you were the only one in Hollywood.
You know what? He was a great producer for that very reason.
It's why everyone wanted to work with him and why he could make those movies like Valentine's Day, New Year's Eve, and get a collection of like A-list stars probably working for way less than their quote. You know, Julia Roberts certainly didn't make $20 million to, you know, star in one of his movies, but he would certainly work with her over and over again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kristen Burt, Entertainment News, brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabanco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. So has there ever been, and maybe Tevin and AJ, you can watch the phones because we get a lot of calls. Has there ever been a morning show where two stunning women were on back-to-back like today?
No. This is we are doing what is called breaking the internet today.
What's that? Hello?
She just starts laughing.
No? There hasn't been? Okay, perfect.
Somebody just called.
That's never happened before. Yeah, so.
Never happened before. It's first time ever.
Yeah.
Tom is trying to keep his how many days in a row has Tom been sweet? I'm going to make a sign. I literally am. I have one.
I told you. You know what, Kristen? I'm gonna bring this to you, why I have changed quite a bit in the last 6 months. I literally cannot take our political system anymore. The way that Biden goes after MAGA Republicans and your horrible people. And have you seen this new spot that predicts the death of Joe Biden?
No, but that sounds really terrible.
It's disgusting. I mean, it's flat out disgusting. These two, this is what we got to choose from, huh? This is it, right?
Yeah. I actually work Super Tuesday for Decision Desk HQ. I do a lot of the election reporting. And you don't report on your state, just so people know. I reported Alabama to keep it clean, of course. And you only get like a small, you know, section of Alabama even. And it's just, I hope people realize how important it is to vote, because elections, even in a red state like Alabama, there are counties that it is extremely close either way. So just know that depending on who you want in office, and I know nobody's thrilled with either choice, but just know that it is an important year.
Yeah. They said it's down to 41% now, people that that think one or the other would be okay. 59% of people don't want either one of them. Jesus. That's a big number.
Crazy. Yeah, it's a wild time in the United States, to be honest. And it's interesting. I have to say, I've worked for Decision Desk since 2020, and it's been really interesting to see a different perspective of the electoral process. And I've worked on different states, Kansas, it's Indiana, in Idaho. It's wild just to see how the voting is, how close it is, and how many people don't bother to vote. So some counties, the turnout was so low, it was painful.
Yeah.
That's got to be a little bit of a swing for you, going from covering Hollywood in the kind of the glamour to then Alabama.
Alabama, yeah. And also to understand that, you know, here in California, there's so many multiple ways to vote. It's challenging, and other states have different laws on the books, and they make it more challenging to vote. Some counties just have fax machines to deal with, like when you're trying to get the results.
God.
Sometimes I can only get them over the phone, and I'm talking to Marge at the town hall, and Marge is literally reading off the numbers as they're hand counting the votes. So to understand, technology is very different in vast parts of the country. So, and that really is an eye opener as well. Some of them don't even have websites for their counties or their precincts. It's wild.
So it's actually a good thing that they can cheat either way, because the candidates we got, it's like, oh my God. Real. Look, I don't hate Biden and I don't hate Trump. I do not like at all what these two are saying to the American people. Both of them are disgusting.
Yeah, we hate American politics. That's just the
a
blanket statement that, you know what, everyone can agree on.
You know what I'm going to do? Because basically in town, I've got several friends that do morning shows in town. I'm just going to start attacking them. Just get on the air. Because let's see. Well, first of all, okay, Meat Sauce. He's the morning guy over at KFAN.
Mm-hmm.
He's, how old is Meat Sauce now? Like late 30s?
I think he's early 40s.
Early 40s, yeah. It's something in there. But he's been a dear friend of mine since he was 16 years old. He used to work at a cigar shop. That's why I met him. I'm going to start attacking him. Yeah, when's he going to get fired? 28, 29, 30.
He's probably asking the
0
same
days
thing.
Since Tom Bernard's been sweet.
Just attack all my friends on the air. It'll be wonderful. You know, you got KS95 and you got My Talk, so I got friends on both of those shows. I'll attack them too. You're a whore. When are you going to die? That's what I want to know.
And you always have us to attack. I mean, I haven't been called
true.
A booze hound in a while.
I haven't called you a booze hound in a while?
No.
The
girl
get
who
busy.
Barely drinks hasn't been called a booze hound in a while.
Clear the board. Back to zero.
Back to the zero.
Back it up.
Or a commie. He used to call me a commie a lot.
Well, you are a commie. There's no question about that.
What did you do to bestow that title?
I don't even know. Like, it doesn't even make sense in, like, any of the conversations we've ever had. But, you know, I've rolled with it all these years, being called a commie booze hound.
It's because the only reason is because I like you. If I didn't like you a lot, I would never talk to you like that.
Well,
if I say mean things to you, it means I actually like you.
Is that like the pigtail in the inkwell?
The pigtail in the inkwell. I like it. That works. You know, I got to tell you something, and I'm very serious about this. I've never, you know, I've tried being political and it just didn't work for me because I generally don't like either side of it, the people they choose. I don't hate them. It's just they're not my kind of people. I have no idea, because I've never paid attention, Democrats, Republicans, blue and red. I have no idea who has blue and who has red. I have not a clue. Should I be paying attention to that?
It's just a color, but I mean.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, but you can kind of, a red state is Republican, R, red. There you go.
Okay, so the anger part of it too, is that what you're saying? The calm blue?
And the cool, no, they're, please. I was like, please, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you know better than that.
Yeah, I'm like, I've seen it all. Come on, I live in a super, super Democrat state. You know, I mean, you can't get any more blue. So it's like, it's crazy.
I remember my sister Bobby's face. She's 7 years older than me, and she's a very, very liberal woman, as a matter of fact. But she got in an argument with somebody one time when I was a little boy, and I will never forget this. She was probably in her late teens, early 20s, And this guy was just railing on her about her politics. And she said, and I quote, "Well, I'll hug your elephant if you kiss my ass."
Good.
Was that used before by anybody? I had never heard it before.
I don't know. That's a good one, actually.
That's a really good
one. A good one. I like it.
So, yeah, I grew up in a very Democratic household. Really, my mother loved being a Democrat. Thought it was the greatest thing that ever happened in the world when JFK, a Catholic, was elected president. So I don't really have anything against either party. I've been a member of both parties, and I just am nowhere now. I'm kind of stuck in the middle.
You know what I do now in terms of voting, Tom? I vote thinking about the generations behind me.
Yeah, good move.
Yeah, because it's like, it's at this point, it's not about me. I mean, I'm old enough. I'm like kind of like stuck in the middle of it all. And I'm like, but my generation had it easier than millennials and Gen Z.
Yep.
I am a homeowner. So, and I see what other people are struggling through trying to like buy homes, pay off student debt, all of that. And I have to start thinking about like what it means when I'm not here anymore. So I want to make it a good place for all you.
Thank you.
That's how it should be. That's how everyone could think. This is not about me. It's about future generations. I like that a lot. That's why I've always liked you. Damn, I hate saying that to you directly.
I'm sorry. I try to be a good person.
Never cared for her. It's unbelievable.
Do you want to wrap up a little Hollywood news?
I'd love it.
Yeah. Okay. One thing, because we've talked about this for a year, I just wanted to mention, because I know we talked about it last week too, the Russ trial, the one with the armorer, has officially wrapped. She was convicted of involuntary manslaughter. She awaits sentencing because she was not found of that evidence tampering, which was, hey, she ditched her cocaine and gave it to somebody else.
Oh.
She was found not guilty of that. Not guilty. Oh. She was initially facing 3 years. It's looking like it'll be 18 months or less for her, plus a fine. I'm sure that doesn't comfort Helena Hutchins' family, because they no longer have their loved one there. But I think a lot of the evidence brought forward, and I just want to keep this in everyone's mind because we will have Alec Baldwin's trial in July, and I think we'll be talking about it, is that it was a very sloppy set. Besides the armorer sort of being sloppy in her details, the set as a whole was just low budget, cutting corners, not thinking of everybody's safety. And remember, Alec was a producer.
I have an argument for you.
Go ahead.
As a very, very little boy, I was told, don't ever point a gun at someone, ever. He did it. He should have known better than pointing that gun at someone. So he should go to jail, too.
And it is, you know, it's a part of the safety measures you're taught as an actor. And, you know, SAG is defending Alec, saying, you know, this was the armorer's job, but at the same time, you have a responsibility as an actor to handle a firearm as well. To me, there were multiple people. And you can even see a couple of people cut deals with the prosecutors, and they had some sloppy details on their job in handling the firearms as well, but they were able to cut a deal and avoid jail time.
I have never misfired a weapon in my life. I've never pointed a gun at someone, even... I've never wanted to kill anyone, because the only time I would point a gun at someone is if I wanted to kill them. I've never done that. I didn't grow up around firearms. I grew up around firearms, but not in my house. We didn't have any guns in our house back in the day because my dad was gone and my mother didn't want guns in the house. Mm-hmm. But I've never, ever in my life. I knew as a little boy, you don't ever point a gun at someone. I don't care if it's a plastic gun from the closet. Don't point guns at people.
Yeah, firearm safety. If you're going to have a firearm in your house, being well-trained, I think, is super smart and having that education.
After working with you three, I might point a gun at my own noggin, but...
No. We're not going to talk about terrible details like that.
Okay, look at you guys trying to pretend you care.
No, you know, I don't know if you guys ever saw Sister Wives. Tevin, AJ, have you ever watched Sister Wives?
Okay.
Yeah, it's TLC. I mean, it's a family, obviously a polygamous family. They've now all split and fractured and everything else. But one of their sons just died by suicide. The family's had a lot of turmoil over the last couple of years. But he is a veteran of the military. And I just think it's so sad in terms of like mental health, not taking care of our vets. And a lot of people felt connected to this family because they've watched the drama for like a decade, and just wishing them all the best.
That is wonderful because it's getting very, very scary. A lot of people, many more when I was than when I was a kid, a lot of people carry guns now, and that kind of scares me.
Right. And having firearms in the home, making sure people who are having maybe issues with depression, mental health, that they don't have access to their firearms. I mean, I lost a friend by suicide less than two years ago. And I think about him all the time. I miss him so much. And, you know, you always think about, like, what could we have done to make his life better?
Tevin, AJ, you guys, because same story. I've had a couple of friends commit suicide. And don't try to say it was because they knew me. I knew you were thinking it. There's no question. But AJ, Tevin, do you know anybody that killed themselves?
Yeah, my high school growing up, there was a weird phenomenon where every other graduating class had somebody that at one point committed suicide.
Mm. In Osceola, Wisconsin.
Yeah, it was like an alarmingly high rate of attempted suicide and suicide.
There was a girl in my class that she attempted, but thankfully didn't. It failed. And then I know my sister's grade, a couple years younger than me, there was a girl. I don't remember I know it wasn't a car crash. I know I know she died. I think it was from suicide of some sort. So I'm not.
My first one, because there have been, I shouldn't say several, there have been a few. A kid named Fred that I used to hang out with in North Minneapolis could not have been a nicer friend, funny, great guy. Just walked out in the garage one day and killed himself. And I thought he'd be the last guy that would ever do something like that. So you never know, man.
No, you never know what somebody's going through. And I feel like that is always kind of the common thing where you're like, that person killed himself. I felt like they seemed so happy or they seemed this. You never know what's going on in somebody's head.
Who added this extra line to the outro for Kristen? This says, member FDIC equal housing lender. I've never liked Kristen. Who put that? Why'd you put that in there?
0 days.
Clear the board.
0 days.
Clear the board.
Take the board down.
I'm making a board. I'm going to show up tomorrow with a board. I really am. I think I have the perfect thing. 0 days. Yes. But just remember, there's also mental health hotlines. So just because I know we're talking about suicide. And if any of your listeners are struggling, no, we want you here. Yep. And there's help. And your family and loved ones love you.
That's a wonderful way to close it, Kristen. That's why we love you, sister.
Oh, he's trying to get the one back on the board.
One day. Get her back up there. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Lots of good things to talk about in Hollywood. A lot of good things to catch up on this weekend. So
we will get it done. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Kristen Burt, Entertainment News, brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Close with this. We sure do know a lot of damn nice people, don't we?
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate, I would say.
Yep. Really, really fortunate, no question. Yeah. But I think that is important. We were not joking around about that. We all knew somebody that killed themselves. I've known a few people that killed themselves. It's a horrible thing to go through if you were close to them or like them or whatever. But, they have those hotlines in place. So if you even suspect someone's leaning that way, try to get involved and see if you can prevent something horrible from happening. Don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a tough conversation to have, but to not have that conversation when you and kind of ignore that feeling and something bad happens is much worse.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. But we had Sheila E. and we had Kristen Burt. I mean, what more could you – Chris Eggert? I mean, Judd Zulgad? Who's prettier than those four?
I've been saying for a while, Judd's a good looker.
Judd's sneaky good looking.
Sneaky good looking, man. That's all we have to say. I'm hanging up now. We'll talk to you tomorrow.